patterns of our society are being disrupted.
Raising to a new level.
It actually happened. It actually friggin' happened. A Democrat who has introduced legislation that will remove weapons from Americans' hands. Not all weapons. Not all weapons. We're just going to take away the assault rifles, a term that doesn't exist. Unless we're talking military firearms that fire in three bursts or more. The reaction was immediate. People are like, oh, well, you better bring friends. And he says, no, we'll just nuke you. His exact words were, the U.S. has nukes. As if to say, what do you have? What do you have? What do you got? Bullets? Ha! We've got nukes. Yes, he's actually saying, I'm willing to wipe out 3/4 of the population of America so I can take your gun. Representative Solwell. I wish I could make this up. I have documented evidence. Even if he deletes his tweet, it's forever out there. I've got it. I put it on the wild side, and guess what, folks? Yeah, he cannot deny that he did this. The little weasel. The right of the people to own firearms shall not be infringed is pretty clear cut. None of these idiots ever reads the Second Amendment all the way through. They stop at well-regulated militia or well-armed militia. That's where they stop. Meaning the government sets up an army and the government arms them, and that's what it means. No, it doesn't. Okay? It does not mean that. Because if you continue to read the amendment, it goes on to say, the people. Yeah, it means the people and the government. No, it doesn't, you jackass. It does not mean that. And the reason that the amendment is written this way is very simple. It's to keep idiots like you from becoming dictators like Adolf Hitler, Benito Mussolini, or even Joseph Stalin, who believed so much in the broken ideal system of Karl Marx that they had to murder millions of their own people to put their form of government into play. That's why the Second Amendment exists, to stop people like you. Because the forefathers knew this was coming. They knew sooner or later, people who can't stand the fact that they're not allowed to live. And let's be honest, what is this about? This is about the top 1% of our country wanting to hold all the money and all the power and push us as far down as they possibly can. That's always what motivates dictators. It's always what their MO is. They have no other MO. This is what they do. They don't have any new ideas. They're just selfish, greedy, arrogant piles of swill. Now, what's even more interesting is we're what, 400, 300, 300 years separated from, give or take, you know, a decade or two, separated from the Declaration of Independence and the U.S. Constitution. And our lawmakers have cleverly instituted laws that actually make it illegal to do what the Constitution was made to allow the people to do, which is in the face of an oppressive government, overthrow it by force if necessary. It is illegal to do so. Can you believe, is there enough buckets in America to barf in with this elitist nonsense? These people aren't idea men or women. They're not about gender neutrality. They're not about equal rights. They're about disrupting the system to the point where they can sneak in and completely amend all of the Constitution. All of the amendments, gone. It's an act of rebellion. You left-wingers that love to have a voice on platforms like Tumblr, on platforms like Twitter, that don't think to yourself, well, I'm not an extremist. Well, I hate to tell you, but your representatives are. When you commit acts, when you suggest committing acts that oppress people to the point where they have no choice but to obey or die, you've crossed the line. The minute a law was created that made it illegal to rebel, they crossed the line. The fact that discussion about a revolution, discussion about overthrowing a corrupt president by the people, not through impeachment, not through some stupid little system that they've installed, they're within lines of the problem. This country lost a chunk of its freedoms already. The fact that we can't admit it to ourselves is not here or there. It doesn't matter. The fact is it happened. The fact is that these people are in a place where they hold enough power that all we can do safely is saber rattle. Don't believe me? There's a lot of patriots out there saber rattling. Molon Labe, come take them. Okay, sure. I'm going to guess that there's a chunk of the population, I have no idea what the number would be, of people that would just hand over their guns. They don't want any trouble besides Monday Night Football is on. That's what I think we're dealing with, and I think that was the intent. A passive population doesn't want their life disrupted. Well, it's nice to have a gun, but I'm going to miss NASCAR. That's where we're at. And they know this. They can push just a little bit harder. And then at some point, at some juncture, you'll just freely give up your gun because you don't want your life interrupted. Now, I challenge you, American people, if this isn't what it is, then what are you doing? Oh, it's real big and bad to go on Twitter. It's real big and bad to go on Facebook. It's real big and bad to go on Instagram. It's real big and bad to go on freaking YouTube and feel like you're making a difference. Hey, I'm even showing my face. Yeah, nobody gives a crap. Saber rattling is exactly that. It's saber rattling. It's making a stink. There are people that are out there that say, well, we're here to defend the Constitution. And I can't fairly call out organizations such as Oath Keepers, because I don't know. I do know the average, you know, don't tread on me wearing person on Facebook that puts up all the right patriotic garb on their Facebook wall. That person isn't any closer to doing anything about what's going on than anybody else. The time to act was a decade ago. Okay? Maybe earlier. Hell, the time to act has come and gone for us a number of times. Everything else to me is just a joke. You can have your YouTube channels, you can have your Instagram pages, you can have your Twitter accounts, you can have your Tumblr accounts. Doesn't mean jack diddly squat. You know the difference between the people that have that flag with "Don't Tread on Me" on it and quoting the Second Amendment and all this stuff? The difference between them and Antifa, at least Antifa got up off their butts and did something. It's stupid, it's mindless, they're doing nothing for their cause except making the left look like a bunch of extremists, but at least they did something. Where's everybody else? Where's the real outrage? Where are the protests? Where are the reminders to politicians on a wide scale that the people call the shots? And the system, the way it's going right now, doesn't work. We don't approve. Where are those people? Because I haven't seen any. I haven't seen one. Okay, don't give a crap about the Confederate flag. That's not the issue. The South will rise again. Yeah, well, they haven't yet. Okay, nobody's risen. And I'm tired of hearing about it, to be frank. Okay, you have a Democrat representative on Twitter who feels comfortable enough that you're passive, that he says, well, we'll just nuke you. That's how much they believe your flag waving. I think it's an avalanche of bull crap. And I've been here for at least 5 years. I see all these, oh, we're going to do this. We're going to do that. Sure you are. Sure you are. Try organizing a group. Try organizing a group like Oath Keepers. You can't do it. People are like, whoa, 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 whoa. Look, I believe in the Second Amendment and all that, but yeah, I don't need the feds coming to my house, kicking my door down and dragging me out by my hair. That's the reality, folks. That is the reality. The other half of that reality is I'd go to your meeting, but you know, the Rams are playing on Monday Night Football and I don't want to miss it. Seriously. I mean, at what point is your freedom? What if they ban football? What if, you know, 10, 20 years down the road, they just decide football is a representation of the patriarchy and violence and they ban it? They could do it with anything. All right, Christmas isn't safe. We found that out 15 years ago. They went after Christmas. They're still after Christmas. They can't stand the idea of Christmas. Oh my God, too much joy, love, and peace. And it reminds us that Jesus was a thing. And there's a slim possibility, however remote, that there might be a God and we can't deal with that either. Ban it. This isn't about people's feelings. It isn't about people's motivations. It is about power. It is about who gets to carry all the money around. It is about who gets to sit at the top and who gets to sit at the bottom. And our forefathers knew this. They tried to create a system in which this would be less of a threat to Americans. And up until now, it's been ironclad. But if the people lose the motivation to use the rights they were given by the people that initially made the laws in this country, well, we don't have a prayer in hell. There's not a day that we will have a prayer. Come take my guns. How many of you out there will just surrender them? Here, take them. NASCAR's on. Countries have fought less oppressive regimes than ours. For less. The American way of life, it can be taken away in the blink of an eye. Gone. Gone in 60 seconds. Like a friggin' magic trick. What we do with our time, how we respond to congressmen who come from privileged families, 9 times out of 10, who are part of the elite class, who think of the American people as sheep, who think of us as cattle to be herded, who have no value for human rights. He actually said in a response tweet to a response to what he initially wrote about nuking Americans, I'm sure that we can reach some sort of agreement. What he means is, if you just do what I say, you'll be fine. But that's just the problem. You can't do what they say. Initially, you can try, like, okay, here's my guns. And then he comes for your Bible. Maybe he comes for a copy of War and Peace. It doesn't stop. They never have enough power because they live in a state of constant paranoia that somebody somewhere might have something in their possession they can use to rise up. You will never appease that beast. And the very people that side with that ideology, all of the fringe groups who think it's their time for civil rights, they're going to turn on you faster than you can blink. They're going to stack you into the ovens. They're going to give you lethal injection. They're going to decide, ultimately, that we don't need those kind of freaks in our society. That's what they're going to think. Because that's what Hitler thought. That's what Mussolini thought. That's what they all thought. Hitler was killing old people and sick people. You don't think that can happen here? Are you nuts? Are you out of your freaking tree? No, they wouldn't do that. How about stop being a jackass and telling yourself things that make you feel comfortable and facing reality that governments are oppressive by nature, that governments come after people by nature because they want power and they want luxury. And the best way to obtain that so that the rest of society doesn't interfere with your goals and your level of comfort is by oppressing everybody else. That's what it's about. Oh yeah, but the liberals, they hate rich people. They are the rich people. How did you not notice this? They are the rich people, folks. I don't know if you noticed this, but they got money and you don't. And somehow they managed to weasel you out of your money you do have. And we fall for it. I'm not saying there are no rich Republicans. Of course there are. But there are rich Democrats. And they play this phony baloney little, oh, we care about you bullcrap game. And it's a lie. Politics. I get into rants like this and I think, you know, anarchists might be half right. Keyword, half right. Don't think they're totally right. Anarchists believe in a world where, hey, I like your car, I'm taking it. Not quite for that. But I think, and a utopian society ends in disaster, can't do it. But I don't think, this is a no-win proposition. Can't trust Democrats. Classic Democrat, maybe. Liberal, progressive. Listen, the reason they want progressivism is look to Venezuela. Why did he want it? He lives in a lap of luxury while his people starve to death. Isn't that interesting? How that worked out. And conveniently, he's not trying to fix it. That's probably just a coincidence, right? I mean, he just hasn't gotten around to it. You know, he's working on other action items on his list. No. This is what he wanted. Now he has all the money and all the value, and I guarantee you it's not Venezuelan currency, and the people have nothing. And eventually they'll die off, and he's got himself a giant private island. You don't think this is how these people think? Oh, I know it's how they think. The more power you get, the more corrupt you get.
The young may develop from marauding habits of the underworld. Today, Americans of every age are in need of an essential part of community life.
The Vince Wild Show.